Welcome to Office Hours. It's 4 p.m. We're going to get started. If you're not sure why you're here to ask me questions about Resonite. Drop your questions in the thread, which I have linked. I'll go ahead and at tag Office Hours again, just so that people know that we are starting. And then we'll get going with the questions that we already have. Thank you for asking them and keep them coming. I love questions. Right, so taking a look at the questions, we have Lex who asks, how does the stats count visible versus invisible sessions? Is it based off registered or unregistered user? The stats are kind of confusing, and I'll tell you why the stats are confusing. If I keep doing this, I'll need to add video to my recording, so I'm just not going to do it, right? For anyone on the recording, I'm just staring at the following link and talking about it. So you can just open the same link and we can talk about it together. So share my screen. All right, so you should be able to see online stats now. So this is what drives that dashboard, these online stats. And these have been around forever, but they are a little bit confusing. So what was the question? How do stats count visible versus invisible sessions? Yeah, okay, so for visible and invisible sessions, we're doing operations based on these four objects here. So visible sessions by access level are sessions which are not hidden. Hidden sessions by access level are sessions which are hidden. And then active visible sessions are the ones whose sessions that have people actually doing stuff in them. And active hidden sessions are, again, hidden sessions that have people actively doing stuff in. Because there are a lot of sessions we have that just aren't active, and by that, there's no one in them. You can see that by headless right down here. We've got 98 headless people running and 172 graphical uses. So that's what's driving that dashboard. It's very difficult to sort of reason about how stats work. If you're interested, I'll maybe do a longer form video about how our stats pipeline works. It is open source, though. What we want to do for our stats pipeline is find parts of this JSON document here that add up to the total number of users playing Resonite. So for example, here we have registered users, 272. So whilst I was instrumenting this the other day, I needed to constantly add up various numbers and be like, does that equal 172? Like here, registered users, 272, present users, 168, away users, 104. Adding that up, we get 272. So I know that these three metrics are valid and all related to each other. And I actually just do that across the board, right? Like these, adding these up should also equal this, but sometimes it doesn't. And figuring out why that is just fun. But you can take a look or you can just look at the dashboard because I've already done that. Essentially, I don't ask questions linked in that chat. I know that it didn't used to exist. So we ask questions in the thread. The chat that I posted a question just in just now is for people to talk about cheese and stuff. That's why we have the distinction between the two. Questions go in one thread. Stop streaming because we're done with that. Next question. Thomas says, is Resonite likely to support OpenXR anytime soon? I'm not aware on our current timeline for that. I'll probably take a look at the GitHub for that. The new rendering engine is not a prerequisite for that. It would, of course, help. The new rendering engine is basically it's almost like an excuse, really. Like, the reason we're doing it is for a lot of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is just to, upgrade .NET. I'm tired of, .NET 4.6, 4.6, I can never remember. It's the 4.7.2 or 4.6.2, I can never remember, but whatever. We would just want to, upgrade a bunch of stuff, and the rendering engine is in the way, but it isn't a prerequisite for that. But do check the Svekin asks, do you find it odd that the AE bridge seems to be consistently above 80 users? I do. I'm going to look into how the bridge works, document that on the wiki, of course, and make sure I understand why that number's there. There is the possibility that some of these counters are wrong or inaccurate, and that's another, benefit of showing this data in a public way, it identifies problems, which also reminds me, if you'd like to, request additional statistics on the Grafana dashboard that we have going, let us know. I'm working on additional metrics that weren't already public, but I need to always check with the team if they're happy making those public. There are some that, I don't know their opinion. Their opinion either way is totally fine, but I don't know their opinion on various other stats that I can surface. So there's a couple of private stats that aren't being surfaced right now. Yeah, I figured out I could do email reliability, because I know we get a lot of people saying I put in a ticket but I never get an email, and it's okay, let's get to the bottom of this, right? And so I looked into it. You can see there's an email delivery issue issue. And looking into that mare means I could technically give everyone a Grafana dashboard of our email deliverability reliability, but I don't know if I should. I can also get ticket counts on our moderation and support side of things, but I have to double check with moderation and support about that. I think the number of tickets is kind of cool, but like, of course, no details ever. Even with support tickets, we can't show details publicly. Privacy and stuff like that, but the number might be and a bunch of other things I've just like figured out how to metricize. That's that question. But yes, I do find it odd. I do want to look into it. I just like I've got so much going on. That is a good thing to say. I've been speaking to Fruks about this. We need to like be more communicative about how busy we are. Like we are very busy right now. Like we understand that there's a lot that people are waiting for, and we understand that, you know, that might lead to some impatience, but like just try to bear in mind that like we work almost 24/7 right now. I do periodically take breaks and sleep and eat and walk dogs and play video games. But like, if I'm not doing that, I'm working. Like there's like five or six things on my personal to-do list, things like taxes, etc., that I need to do. And I don't even look at that list. I just wake up and look at the resonate list. Do keep that in mind. Let's take a look. Nuki says, is there a way to stream these Q&A sessions into Resonate? Yeah, you can use the session, the audio streaming doobly-doo, and stream in the audio device that these are coming out of your ears. And someone did that previously, and they hooked it up to a cat or something. It was funny. That's that question. Next is Lamb. With the new .NET, will there be a faster way to handle JSON or in-game browse? None of those require a new .NET. The new .NET is just, it makes things easier for us and more performant, of course, which is, you know, a downward effect for you guys. But it's not like a prerequisite for that. We could technically do most features without the rendering thing. It would just be harder, more difficult, or unideal. But yeah, handling JSON requires a collections and array system, which Alpha just asked about. By the way, I hate to like rat on this a lot, but when anyone asks for the status or when or the likelihood of it happening, my answer is going to be go to the GitHub, right? When questions are so difficult. Remember that like we are a team and we are working on stuff, and that means we sometimes don't, you know, we have knowledge that you guys might not have, but we don't have a list in our head of like calendar dates and then releases of features. That doesn't occur. You can still ask the questions, it's fine. I'm just like, you know, bear in mind that you're not going to get the answer that you want. In the event that we are able to streamline, synchronize, and line up a release schedule, we will, but it's very unlikely right now. We are just so busy. There's just so much going on. And to some extent, we're still recovering from launch. All of the statistic stuff and the email stuff I've been doing is basically just like battening down the hatches, if that's a phrase you guys know. It's quite an old phrase these days, for making sure we're a reliable company. You know, there's lots of stuff we have to do now to make sure we're still a company. And one of those is most certainly making sure emails are going out correctly. So I've had a couple of people be like, why don't you work on Resonate instead of emails? And I'm like, well, it seems to be that, like, you know, our support and moderation system being 100% tickety-boo is more important than any of the GitHub issues. And if you disagree with that, that's fine. But moderation is people that need to be helped and made sure that they're safe. And support are people that are usually paying money to us to get stuff. And if they're not getting to stuff, I want to make sure that they are. Moving forwards to Accenture, who says, there have been successful uses of Vision Pro with Steam VR. Are there any plans for Resonate to support the Vision Pro? As of all headsets, make a GitHub issue if there isn't one already, and talk about it continually there and there only. The reason why that occurs is because I get questions like this every day. I was talking to this yesterday to someone as well. I was like, I'm tired of going into sessions where we just talk about headsets. Like, I go into a session to socialize with people, we just talk about headsets. It's like, I love it because we're all nerding out, you know, like we're nerds, we like talking about headsets, but like, I just want to like, can we talk about cheese or like the weather, your favorite TV show? Can we stop comparing and crossing headsets? That's why I give that to GitHub. Again, there is no date in mind. We do have a couple of team members that now have Vision Pros. We do have the awkwardness that, you know, Apple will probably have its grubby fingers over something. Alexis Sirens, yeah, I moved, this was ages ago, but I moved in July, and I'm closer to a road now. It was cheaper, much, much, much cheaper, but we're closer to a road. And I'm still training my dog, which means I have the curtains closed during the day, because otherwise he just, like, stands by the windowsill and barks at cars all day. And I get annoyed by that, and he gets annoyed by that, because he gets worked up about the cars, so the curtains are just closed. But yeah, there's a fire station just up the road. for the first few months of living in this area, because I haven't really moved that far out, whenever the sirens occurred, because I just moved. Remember when you move, you know, you're a bit jumpy because you're like, strange place, strange bed, haven't got used to, you know, where you do your business yet. So it all feels sort of uneasy. Every time the sirens went off, it's like, are they arresting me? Did I do something wrong? Are they going to deport me? I have the anti-deportation card now. I got a green card, so I'm good. Let's move forwards. Jay says, cheese, I thought you don't answer cheese questions. I don't answer cheese questions at office hours. Essentia says, where is the best place in Resonite to go for this discussion? In Resonite for discussions about headsets, probably any session. If you go just into any session and be like, hey, can we spend the next 3 hours comparing contrasting headsets? Anyone will be up for that. I'm not. And that's the distinction. That's the distinction, right? I want to go, like, I was talking to the same person last night, and I was saying, like, hey, like, I remember when I used to be in VR chat, and, you know, everyone had that, like, first group of friends they met in VR chat. We hardly ever spoke about technical things. It was like, you know, life sucks, work sucks. We had a couple of people who were in the military and struggling, and it was like, let's support them. None of it was, oh, yes, but the blah, 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 version 2 has a higher frame rate per eye, and we like to talk about this for 3 hours. It's just, I don't want to do it. The same thing is when you go into a session and people are like, ah, yes, this node is less performant than this node. It's like, oh, just build, guys. Like, if it's unperformant, I'll tell you about it in a YouTube video. Lab says, what's the favorite community world you like to visit when you want to decompress? I understand what the phrase decompress means in like popular literature and media, etc. But I don't understand what that means. Like, if I want to decompress, I don't want to be on my computer. Usually I sleep. I've just bought a TV. I haven't had a TV for years, but I just bought a TV because like I kind of wanted one, and the single reason I wanted one is so that I could fall asleep on the couch with a dog watching TV. We actually fell asleep for the entirety of the night. Like, I was watching some random YouTube video on the TV, and then I woke up like 8 hours later, still on my couch. I am very sore because sleeping on a couch isn't that ideal, but it was very peaceful. But there isn't a particular favorite world of mine to do that on. Everyone who's saying that they feel called out, it's not me saying like you're bad for doing it. I'll happily have the nerd conversation for you, but I just want you to think about the landscape of things that we could talk about and the things that we do talk about, and just kind of vary those up a little bit. For an added example of conversations that, like, I guess I prefer, we spent in a session the other week, I don't know, about 20 to 30 minutes talking about can openers and comparing contrasting can openers. Much prefer that to headsets. If you're looking for an updated graph on can openers, there is a graph of can openers available in my memes folder. It has two axes. It has the likelihood of me dying on the bottom axis, the x-axis, and the ability to get the contents out of the can and into a cooking pot on the other axis, also known as blech, because I was explaining it as like, when you open a can, you want to like hold it over your cooking pot and then just go like bleh, and you want the whole contents to go into the cooking pot. So we have bluh ability on that graph as well. And we've got all the can openers we could find. In the bottom right hand corner of that graph, we've got the zone of what the fuck, which is basically just can openers that look like lethal weapons. Moving forwards, Eastern Jump Scare. That was funny. I'll find out where that is. It's probably in videos. Eastern is a national treasure. Protect him with all your... We should expend significant military budget to protect Easton, but also to contain Easton. Protect and contain the Easton. Let's take a look. What we got? Jay says, how's the addiction to graphs coming along? It's going great. I do technically have a qualification in statistics, but I'm really bad at it. One of the problems I have with like maths is people use like really complicated language for like, it's a graph that goes up. Like, for example, exponential, it just means a graph goes up fast. Linear means graph goes up regularly. And it's just like, you know, it's difficult to reason about. So one of the examples I'm looking at is through the stack that we're using, we can get what are called rate queries, R-A-T-E, which describes the rate of increase in something. But like, that doesn't seem useful. But I did the rate of increase in asset variant jobs. And it was like, here's a wavy graph. I'm like, I don't know what this is showing me. You'll notice with all the graphs that I've put on that stats page, they all have a description, a wiki link, they all have legends, axis labels, units. Just like, don't make bad graphs, people. Don't make bad graphs. If Chroma's listening, don't make bad graphs, Chroma. If Chroma's not listening, that'll be a funny reference if someone asks them about bad graphs. So graphs questions done. Shorty says, do you know if anyone's tested out the ultimate trackers in Resonite yet? Speak to Kodu, I think. Yeah, speak to Kodu, I think. I think they're running. Madam Blue says, Easton is an SCP confirmed. Easton is an SCP. One of the things about the wiki that I want to see is like more sort of like popular culture stuff on the wiki. Like the wiki is technical, sure, but you can all have a user page on the wiki. And so Easton's user page could be fantastic, right? Could be absolutely fantastic. So, you know, you keep that in mind. If you look at wikis for, like, there's like a VR chat. It hasn't been updated in forever, but it's like from like the early days of VR chat. And it talks about like the police department roleplay group, you know, various other groups and like all the stuff and like lore and events and all sorts of things like that. Feel free to shove that on the wiki. Like if it's not technical documentation, like, you know, make sure it's clear that it's not, but like you get on user pages and stuff like that. I've noticed a couple of people make groups pages. Love that. I love that. There's a like group page for Creator Jam, Kristen and Shard, etc. Beautiful. If you want help making wiki content, go ahead and speak in the wiki channel and ask out. But essentially, here's how you make wiki content. Make a wiki account, hit the big blue edit source button, and then start typing. If you type absolutely incorrect drivel, I'll just correct it for you. And there's no hard feelings either. Like, you did your best. You put information out there. We made the information better. Colin says, what is the cheese engine roughly? Resonite appears to be an amalgamation of engines. There is no cheese engine. It's just like a joke. Like there's my cheese engine, which is like I need to be consume cheese to live, also known as food. But yeah, there's no such thing. Dark Widow says, are there plans to make an avatar import a little easier, being able to import an avatar of all the bones and numbers and bones, etc.? I the first half of your question, yes, we want to make everything easier. Like literally everything. Like everything is not finished. Even the areas that are finished aren't finished. For example, we redid the world browser, but we've still got a bunch of work to do in the world browser. You know, we redid the inspector UI a little bit for Resonite launch. We still got a lot to do. We did Protoflux, but we still haven't finished Protoflux. We've got to like make the UI better and all the nodes clearer, etc. So everything needs to be made improvement. The second part of your question, I don't know what you mean. I can guess, but you can just update your question. Thomas says, will there ever be more connection between Resonite accounts and Wiki accounts? Yes, I would like for us to like centralize on using the Resonite account and have a sort of like single account, which is your Resonite account, that you log into anything that isn't actually Resonite. So for example, the ticket desk, I would love if the ticket desk allowed you to log in with your Resonite account. It would make things so much easier. I would love it if the Wiki did that. I would love it if the stats website did. It's not enabled right now, for example, but the stats website does have user accounts. And if we get a statistician, they'll need a user account to actually do the queries I don't know how to do, because I have no idea what I'm doing, basically. Dark Widow says, like being able to just import a fully done avatar, like one from VRC or bought off Booth and Gumroad. I wear avatars that I bought off Booth and Gumroad, and they're fully done, and they work correctly. I know what you mean, though, so I'll stop being snarky and say, there's probably never going to be the approach where you can import a Unity avatar that you made for VRChat and it 100% everything that you had set up for VRChat work inside Resonite. We might get close and advancements might get you closer, but there's never going to be one that does you 100% there. Simply because there's stuff that isn't compatible. For example, VRChat now uses physics bones. Those aren't compatible with us. VRChat has the like gesture radial menu thing. Really complicated, doesn't work with us. You can import the FBX file from inside Unity straight in, and it will work in most cases okay. Snooper says, do we not have an active directory for the Resonite accounts already? No, the system that we'd probably use for that is OAuth. We also do support SAML now. I didn't really have a chance to figure out why SAML was different from OAuth or OpenID, but we just needed SAML for some business cases, so we did that. But no, we wouldn't be using Active Directory, we'd use OAuth. So the wiki supports OAuth, the ticket desk would support OAuth. I'm even looking into some translation tooling. I don't know if I'm going to do this yet, because it would be a lot to set it up, and I don't want to like cram the web server too much full of this. But this tool here is it's possible to run a self-hosted instance, and it means that we'll be able to do Resonite localization entirely in your browser for the entirety of Resonite. And I think it would allow a lot more people to translate. But I'd have to look into setting that up. Weblight has fantastic documentation, though. Like, I went to, like, for context, like, we're running our own email stack. And I couldn't, on the email stack's website, there wasn't a guide which says, like, how to diagnose emails not being sent, which is my, like, all I wanted to know was how to diagnose emails not being sent. But that wasn't on their docs. I'm going to PR their docs, so there's a guide on that for them, because it stressed me out for a bit. But this site, this software, has got so many documentation. I'm like, does it run on Docker? So I searched for Docker, and there's like a full guide, and it's like Docker usage. And it's like, here's how to check the logs. Here's how to upgrade it. Here's how to restart it. Here's how to do that. And lots of these are just like Docker compose restart. You all know the commands, but like, it lists them, and it's like, here's what they do. Here's what to do if they don't work. It's just very good documentation. Moving forward to questions. Now, Waya says, being able to export a Resonite avatar would did wonders. I know a couple of creators who prob jump to joy if there's an option like that. Exporting's a little bit more difficult. Don't use 7z bison files. It will randomly stop working. I promise you, it will randomly stop working. Would probably end up with a sort of approach where, like, if a creator wants to do that, we'd hook it into our marketplace, etc. Once we have it. Amanda Blue says, do you have any ideas or opinions about how to optimize the cloud time? As there's a lot going on that could potentially overpower some new PCs. I can run a good amount of worlds at playable FPS, but the cloud home defaults me to 8 to 14 FPS. There's a thread in the Discord about that where there's a bunch of ideas, I think. I don't. And it isn't because, like, I don't care, it's because I haven't had a chance to. Like, the cloud home's beautiful. I have noticed slight performance issues, but I haven't had time to be like, here's why or what's going on. There are aspects of, like, the platform that I really do enjoy just leaving to other members of the team, because I trust them and that they can do it 100%. I trust everyone, to be clear, but, like, you know, I can help out wherever it is, but there's some aspects where I'm just like, holistically, it would be better if I just holistically trusted them to handle it. And one of those is the cloud home. Like, I helped out in the cloud home when the teleporter wasn't working, but I have no need or want to, like, go around inspecting colliders or meshes, etc. Like, I trust the content team holistically to do that. Wyatt says, this actually makes me curious, why would the 7z basin files break? Let me open up my share screen again. These aren't going to turn into, like, a stream, because if they do, then it'll be video, it will, like, you know, quadruple or quintuple the data I need to, like, do. No, I don't want to share the game I'm apparently playing that I don't remember playing. I want to share Paint. Paint. Here we go. Paint. All right. So, I've got a brush here. Yes, I do. Okay. So, a 7z basin file is, it's essentially like a hierarchical list of all the slots in an object, right? So it's like, hey, there's the head slot. I can't draw, but, you know, head, whatever, head, body, etc. And it's just a hierarchical JSON file that's encoded as 7z. Binary notation. But what it has in here is it has a link to an asset. And the asset is like your actual mesh or your texture or sound effect or everything, right? Another tool, another object, etc. And so when you download this, you aren't downloading this. So this is missed. And so when you share this, you're sharing a point in time reference to this asset, right? But this asset might be updated by you. You might change it. You might color your hair differently or whatever. So that asset might delete itself or just vanish or be updated. In the cases of leaving it in our infrastructure, in our environment, the 7z bison file will update, right? We'll make sure that it has referential integrity, if you know that term. But if it's on your desktop, we can't do that. So if this asset ever gets changed, deleted, or updated, the 7z bison file that's on your desktop won't get that new asset. And then randomly, and I literally can't tell you when, you'll open up this file in Resonite and it will just be like a blank box. There'll be nothing because it won't be able to find all the meshes again. That's that question. Waya says, actually, curious. Wait a minute. After one, can you give a general overview as to how the workshop storefront would work? So I don't want you to take everything that you see in this example I'm about to give literally. I want you to take it with the grain of salt that we are Resonite, we are not evil. Steam Workshop or the Roblox Marketplace, just look at those, but then think, but not evil. So a good example might be you go to the Resonite workshop and you search for hat, and like all of the hats that people have put on the marketplace appear, and some of them might cost something, sure, but a lot of them are going to be free. For anyone that's worried about like free versus paid, it won't be a problem because it isn't a problem. I mean, it is a problem, right? There still needs to be moderation, etc. But go take a look at things like the Unity Asset Store or the Unreal Asset Store, etc. You'll see paid and free products for basically everything. The paid products are usually differentiated by being exquisite, right? It's like the free products are like a good bottle of wine, you drink it by yourself, but the paid products are like the most expensive bottle of wine ever, and they'll do everything for you and hand it for you. To give an actual example, a HD door pack with, you know, textures, materials, normals, metallics, high maps, etc., and like, you know, 10 or so doors that you can put into your world, that might be a couple of dollars, but like basic door that opens, that'll be free. Rusia says, has anyone reported a cloud delay when cresting the avatar access key? No, that's not reported. That sounds interesting. Please report it. Ethan says, Prime, if the file does not contain any assets and objects and it's only built up components like procedural meshes, would it be fine to use the 7z Bison? I don't know. You'd have to manually read the 7z Bison and look for any external links in it. And still then, I wouldn't recommend it, because when we host it, we're able to ensure referential integrity with other aspects of our infrastructure and our environment. When you store it, we're not. And so randomly, it might break. Shunning here says, how do I extract an audio clip to my desktop for external editing? Hold it, go to the file browser, and then click the plus that allow you to export it. Man in Blue says, like an inbuilt version of RedX? Yeah, in strange cases, RedX actually uses some parts of the marketplace that already exist in our network that you can see and look at, but we're not using them yet. A lot of that is because we use like an object relational mapper for our entities, and so some of our entities already have marketplace and workshop stuff just because they're there, right? It's things like tags and description and rating, I think, is there. We don't use that one. There's a lot of stuff left over from when we first made the model, and it's difficult to like delete properties from a model without, you know, if you want to, you can do it, but if you don't want to, just leave them there. Alpha says, as long as the marketplace doesn't use VR credits or whatever, I'm chill, direct payment only. It may use a secondary currency. We don't know. Like, we're still looking into the details there. One of the things that takes longer to think about the marketplace is we don't want to be evil, and we don't want to be stupid about it, and that's why it's taking longer. We're trying to just figure it out. It won't be stupid, though. Like, things like RevShare, etc., we're nowhere near even beginning to, like, look at them or discuss them or think about them. Basically, we're just, like, we want a search bar where you enter hat, you get hats. And we'll figure out the rest when we get towards there. Svekin says, is there a way in-game to turn a URL into an embedded asset? No, there's not a way. Ethan says, I'm afraid that Marketplace will make worlds much more locked down than they are now. I disagree. So all of the no one plays Resonite published worlds. There are exceptions, of course, but the vast majority of published Resonite worlds just aren't looked at. For example, like, there's about 5 or 6 Among Us games that no one plays. So, like, great. I love that they were made. I actually helped out with one of them, and they're great. But, like, no one plays them, so I don't, like, currently, with the current climate the community is in, I don't see paid worlds being a problem. But again, when it comes to the marketplace and paid assets starts becoming a thing, if people do stupid stuff, other people will do good stuff around it. So for example, if someone says, like, gun, and it costs like $30, I'll just go ahead and make a gun and make it free for you. Or someone else will. You know, it's like, gun, $30. Gun by Prime, free and more efficient. Free, more efficient, and made by a dev. I have removed your ability to use that for the market. However, if someone took my basic gun and then they added really cool textures, really good hard surface modeling, and they were like, hey, this will be $2, you should absolutely pay $2 for that. I'm Aaron here is in chat. They paid $8. They didn't pay $8. Someone else paid $8 for a HD chicken nugget. And it was absolutely worth $8. It was more complicated than someone just making like a chicken nugget shape in Blender. Thomas says, how would licensing of paid resources be enforced? With the licensing system, which we have no information on either. Basically, we're thinking about it. The Flop says, are there plans for developing plugins for Blender where someone could be modeling something and someone on VR could be looking at it live giving feedback? That might be screen sharing, which we do plan to do at some point. But it could also be like in Resonite modeling, which we also plan to do at some point. So, yes, there are plans, but the plans are sometime. Shrug. At some point. For those who are, like, you know, curious on what's going on, I don't really talk about it publicly that much because, like, it's meant to be a tool for me more than a tool for you guys to obsess over. But you can go obsess over if you would like to. I have a public GitHub, like, Trello-y style board on everything that I'm doing. And you can go look at that. The reason why I don't make much noise about it is because it's only me. And I do it because I find myself more productive when people can follow what I'm doing and stuff and provide help. For example, I'm like, I don't know how this works. And then Jay is like, here's how this works. I'm like, great, thanks. With that, I don't see any additional questions. Let me just make sure I haven't missed any. Yeah, there's no questions. I just ran out of things to talk about. Thomas and the Flop, if you've got questions, ask them. Otherwise, we'll be ending off here. We are at time. Yeah, I won't comment on your video, so I'll take a look at it afterwards. Actually, I do want to make a comment because someone mentioned the Hermitmeter. Stop calling it the Hermitmeter. If you want the Hermitmeter to go down, stop using it. Simple. You want the hermit meter level to go down, stop using it, stop teasing people about it, stop making them feel bad for being themselves. I want to do a video on it, but like I haven't had much time. But like basically, you are part of the problem if you are mocking people in any way for being in private sessions. Give them a reason to be outside of private sessions. And when they come out of private sessions, try not to say the quote we just had put in chat there. Oh, look who came out from the private sessions. Try, it's so great to see you. Let's do something fun. Obviously not that cheesy, but you know what I mean. It's like, make their playing of Resonite more fun in a public session, and there will be more public sessions. With that, I'm going to go ahead and leave off and speak to you again soon. I will speak to you later.